Sith, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hi everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 33, Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, this time not spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark, but more on that later. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a semi-regular music podcast featuring reinterpretations of Commodore 64 tunes and occasionally the SID tune, a tune recorded directly off the Commodore 64 sound chip. If the sound is a bit different today, it's actually because I'm not using my own gear. I've actually got a little field recording project going on here, and I've actually got my own sound engineer for the evening. So let's introduce the man behind the techie bits, the man who has all the hardware here, the man whose mixer I envy. Slay Radio, what's to say of him? He's the presenter on Slay Radio.
I was actually remixer of the year 2005 as well.
And he, for some reason, feels the urge to tell me that he was the remixer of the year in 2000 and what year?
Five.
2005. Year. He's got a CD out called It's Binary Baby. We might hear a bit more of that. And he's also a close personal friend, Mackie. How are
Hello,
you doing?
Hello, everyone. I'm fine. I've had a bit of Julebrygg that you brought.
Yes. If any of you were at the Copenhagen Retro concert in November 2005, you'll probably may have been exposed to the wonder that is Tuborg Julebrygg. That's a special Christmas brew that comes out every year at, well, duh, Christmas. But we haven't done a show for quite a while. July 2005, I think.
Yeah, it's almost 30 shows ago.
Yeah, I was just a little green podcaster back then, starting out. And here we are now, still making a mess of everything and playing you a bit of music, a few tunes. So what say you, we bring on a bit of music and then
that sounds like an excellent idea,
and we'll be back afterwards. And yeah, that's about it. The first tune we've got coming up is Exploding Fist. This is a Bad September remix
by is it by J. Croft?
J. Croft. I said, empty your mind. Be forms. Like water. Now you put water into a cup. It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle. It becomes the bottle. You put in a teapot. It becomes the teapot. Jay Kraft, Exploding Fist, Bad September Remix.
What is that out on RKO? Or is it in the queue?
Hang on, do a bit of filling and I'll... Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mackie doing a live rendition of a Commodore C64 tune live here on the C64 Takeaway, live from, well, not sunny Malmo.
It's actually quite rainy here in Malmo.
It's actually quite crappy weather, yeah.
Yeah, but we are in the same studio, well, studio slash office, that the Noble Way on Slate Radio is at from.
Yeah, can you do a bit of pimping for that?
Yes, the Noble Way is a show that I do on Slate Radio semi-regularly. I've not done in a while, but it is a show that plays... Well, C64 remixes and C64 SIDs and mods and everything else in between, kind of.
So basically C64 stuff, but it comes out, it doesn't come out as a podcast. It comes out as a, well, sort of listener again, download afterwards on, yeah, I can't remember the URL now.
Well, sifoy.com/mp3,
I think, yeah. Otherwise, we'll have the proper link in the show notes at c64takeaway.com. But otherwise, people basically need to fire up Winamp, iTunes, or VLC, or whatever they have, and tune in at a set time. Is there a set time for this particular show?
The next show will be... actually, it's on December 10th. It's almost a month from now when recording this. That's a Sunday, and that's the Nobel Prize Ceremony Day, called Nobeldagen in Swedish, which is the Nobel Day, and so it's the Nobel Way Nobel Day special. And, you know, I just realized that the Jay Kraft remix we...
was actually put on, because the reason it took so long for me to find out was that I kept searching for International Karate, and it was Exploding Fist. But I can see here that it was published on RKO on the 25th of September, October, 25th of October. Yeah, my calendar thing is messing up internally. Anyway, what else kind of news do we have? We have the Press Play on Tape gig coming up on...
December 2nd.
December 2nd, excuse me. We are already in November. It's December 2nd. It's at The Rock in Skinnergade in Copenhagen, Denmark. And unfortunately, I can't be there because some friends are popping over.
But I will.
I hear that you're
going to
be there.
I'm going. The funny thing was that Sarah, my girlfriend, bumped into Hannah Kapelin of Visa Röst of Fame. At the train station, and she asked Sarah if we were going, and I hadn't mentioned it to Sarah, and she came home and said, "Why the heck, Fi, aren't we going?" And so we ordered the tickets, and now we are going, so yeah, I'll be there.
So you're actually in the lucky position that your girlfriend came home to you and said, "Why aren't we going to a Commodore 64 reenactment concert thing?"
Yes, I am.
You must be the luckiest person in the world.
I am, indeed. And if you are there...
How do people recognize you?
Well, yeah, I was just going to mention that, is that if everything goes as I planned, I'll be wearing a green t-shirt that says Retardy on it.
Aha, Atari Retardy, get it? And then... And if you can't spot him, you'll just have to look out for Bonnie Young Lass in a white T-shirt with a tattoo
on it, yes.
Tattoo joystick. That'll be Maggie's girlfriend, so please, no hitting on her. Right, what else do we have in news? We have, Mrs. Thing. We have BitTorrent download for all the tunes on remix.qued.org, which is the website that I run on a daily basis. Well, I run it, but I don't... I don't get around to putting stuff online every day. But you know how it is. A lot of people have actually been asking about being able to download everything quite easily. And one of the regular visitors to the site and a regular Slay Radio listener as well, Mr. Mark Visser. Visser?
Visser, I think, or Visser. I'm not sure about the Dutch pronunciation.
Mark Visser.
Mark Visser.
Yeah, something like that. He's in Holland at any rate. Hi, Mark. How are you doing? He was also the nutter who pulled in money at the recent Slay Radio gathering to buy 64 Bacardis on the rocks in honor of Romeo Knight's a recent remix that I also played you here on the C64 Takeaway. Mark basically just set up, downloaded everything, created BitTorrent feeds files for everything, and it's basically a file per year, so you can go on to Slave Radio.
No, it's tracker.
Tracker.slayradio.org, and you can see other things that you can download there as well. But if you navigate to the category called RKO, you can find the files there. And if you're going to download them, the beautiful thing about BitTorrent is that the more people that actually download, the better the network performs. It scales really well. Tracker.slayradio.org, and if you are downloading, please keep seeding the files for as long as you can to spread out the bandwidth load. And let's play a tune now.
More music.
More music. This is the C64 Takeaway, and the thing you take away is music. And today you get the special bonus of Maki and I just rambling on, fueled by well, not sponsored, but fueled by, in part, Tuborg Julebrøgg. If you're working for Tuborg, send us money. This first tune coming up is, we're actually going to play you two versions of this on the show. It's Sweet by Johannes Bjerregaard. Bjerregaard, I should actually be able to pronounce it because he's Danish, as am I, so I'm just switching my brain into Danish. Johannes Bjerregaard, there you go. This is Sweet, and this is a cover by Swedish vocal group, which you mentioned just earlier, Visa Röster. And we'll play you a different version of it later on. But for now, Visa Röster, Sweet.
I've been having all these strange kind of dreams. I can wake up in the middle of the night and start searching for a three-headed monkey. What does that mean? And those rocks, they just kept falling and falling, and all I wanted was diamonds. I wanted to get out of there fast. What does it mean?
I saw dots, yellow dots, everywhere. I was being chased through tunnels, endless tunnels. They were after me, hunting. What does it mean? And that spaceship, I could see the invaders coming from the sky, and all I could do was keep moving left and right and left and left and hide from their bombs underneath the shelters. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I want to know what it means. You hear that?
you know this happens 10 to 20 times a day with flashbacks and sweat?
I'm not sleeping. I'm afraid to close my eyes. It's coming back anytime. Memories I don't want. Memories are eating me from the inside.
I cry. My body's shaking. You probably don't notice, do you? I've been hiding this from day one. You won't see it. You really think I'm normal, don't you? You think I'm normal, don't you?
Normal? Yes. I'd like to be normal. Whatever it'll cost, please make me normal.
The Frog here. You know, sometimes it's not easy being green. But when I'm feeling blue, the C64 takeaway makes everything all white.
That was Sweet by Marcus Schneider and Mahoney featuring Elsa Persson and Karin Öjehagen.
And we actually said it was Visa Röster.
Yeah, but they are from Visa Röster.
But is it actually on the Visa Röster CD? The album, which is either Ready Vocally 2 or...
Or the first one.
Which was called...
C64 Vocally.
Yeah.
I think it's, if it's on any of them, it's on the first one. Right, because yeah. It's not on the second one.
At either rate, they're both good.
They are. Order now.
Yeah, by leaveit.se/visa
Yeah. That's right.
And... I mentioned we were going to play two versions of this, and the later one is actually a spoof, if you will, or a homage, an homage to the one you just heard, which is why we just played it, because then you'll have that fresh in your memory when you hear the other one later on.
Yeah. So, are we going to play another tune, or are we going to ramble on a bit?
I think we're going to take a ramble break and play another tune. This is, this is not a German tune, but it's certainly got German lyrics in it.
Yeah.
It's done by Thomas Danko, who's a fellow Swede.
He is. He lives in Stockholm, actually.
Ah, yeah, Lönnolåtare.
Yeah. yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense unless you're in Sweden. So anyway, this is Thomas Danko. This is this on RKO or isn't it?
No,
I think you'll have to go and download it from his own webpage. But we'll sort something out with a link in the show notes. Here is Mein Apparat. 64.
Danko.
Mein Apparat. Right, whatever next. Let's do... Well, we actually, I think we forgot to mention this, is that normally I do a, well, not strictly scripted version, but I have a couple of papers, sheets of paper with notes, and I stick to those. And before recording today's podcast, we actually made very elaborate plans and pointed everything out in detail and specified when we were going to play what track, and then we threw it all away.
And said, let's wing it!
Let's wing it, because we did that back on show 5, and apparently it worked. And let's see if it works now. And if it doesn't work, we'll just scare some listeners away. So if you're going to be scared away by this, please don't. It's not normally like this. And if you don't believe me, go and listen to some of the earlier episodes, though not the heavy metal one. because that one has me growling and playing... loud music with lots of swearing in it. Mackie, fill out a bit.
I'm not going to do that again. So you're listening to the C64 Takeaway, fueled by beer this time, and we, both Jan and I, do want to say, drink responsibly.
Don't follow in our footsteps.
That's a public announcement from the C64 Takeaway studio.
Yeah, and next we're actually going to play one of your tunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought I'd do you the honour, since I'm here at your place in beautiful sunny Malmö, Studio 1. This is actually not what I've been playing... most of the times that I've been playing your stuff in the past, one of the tracks from your CD. This is a way earlier thing called Ode to My C64.
Which actually is based on a SID by Danko that we just played.
Ah, and we didn't realize that until now.
No, I just realized that.
Ah, excellent. This tune to me brings back memories of just having moved to Copenhagen and... being all alone in a big city in my big flat with a big tent, and rigging up the computer to the company dial-back line and downloading this track, blasting it out on the stereo at maximum volume.
The funny thing is that this was the first remix I did after moving from my parents. Some 6 years ago.
The Twilight Zone moment almost there.
So I was also in a new flat when I made this one.
So if you're in a new flat and you're going to listening to this one, now you've completed the circle. This is Mackie, Ode to My C64.
Music.
John Lon Thompson, great show. Well done. From your new international partner in Australia, seeing that we are united by marriage, apparently. Not you and me, but countries. Anyway, episodes 1 to 7. Where are they, son? I need them. I need some more 64 loving. So let me know. You got my email. Tom Bradford from Australia signing off.
That was Tom from Australia. And hi, Tom. We went back and checked, mate. They're actually there. They're the download files are there. c64takeaway.com. So that's where you go if you really, like Tom, need a bit of C64-loving. C64. On a related note, I've got an email. Let me just bring that one up from, I'm probably going to butcher this name, Croc Carmen, who says, thanks for the rocking show. I listened to show 32 on iTunes and had to download the lot. Why does iTunes only go back to episode 22? Can't you add episodes 1 to 21 to the iTunes RSS feeds? Thanks for writing in, Croc. The reason that you can actually only go back to 21 and probably only back to 22 by the time you read this, which is not actually true because I just changed it. The reason is that the WordPress thing site blogging engine that I run the site on only put the 10 recent items into the RSS feed, which then got fed into iTunes. But I've now changed that to include the last 100 posts. And seeing as we've only gotten and done 33 shows so far, you should be set for at least quite a while.
Yeah, judging from it, I mean, it's 33 in what, 1.5 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's
Originally, it should be good for, what, another?
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because the first 20 or so shows were actually done before 2006, and then at the start of 2006, I got a job, which means that I have to go and do non-C64 things for 8 hours a day. Which, although, not boring, but it kind of gets in the way of producing this podcast. But thanks to everyone for understanding. So I went and changed it and made sure to refresh everything. And by now you should be able to get all the shows in iTunes. Originally, I only wanted people to be able to get the latest 10 and then just head over to the site, c64takeaway.com, and then just manually download everything. But I realize now that a lot of people are actually just going to iTunes and then they're not going anywhere else. They just pop it open on iTunes and press fetch on everything they want. So they now have the chance to do that. Go all the way back to June of 2005.
Something like that.
And listen to me being all nervous and stumbling all over the words and making...
No, but those shows are pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than the promo preview shows that you sent me before actually publishing them.
Yeah, what you people probably don't know is that I actually did 5, 6, 7 shows before going public. And selected people like my man Maggie here got to listen to those, and they were crappy audio quality, and they were probably even crappier content-wise. But anyway, that's all in the past. What's in the future is music.
Wonderful, wonderful music. What do we have lined up?
Let me just see. We're actually sort of coming to the end. We've got 2 more tracks. Let's do the different version of Sweet. Now, we mentioned Sweet earlier on and said that we were going to play a different version. So if you've already forgot how it sounded by now, you can just, and that's the wonder of podcasting, you can just hit pause, rewind, listen again, and come back to this point in time. And now you have a pretty clear picture of that tune in your mind. And, well, this is Tomsk.
And who's the woman?
I have no idea.
I've forgotten.
But they're doing a Georgia version of the same tune, and they feature basically almost the same lyrics, although a bit different. Here it is, Tomsk, Georgie Swede.
You know, lately I've been having all these strange kind of dreams. I can wake up in the middle of the night and start searching for a three-headed monkey. What does that mean, like? And them rocks, they just keep falling and falling, and all I wanted was diamonds. I wanted to get out of there fast. Do you know what I mean, bunny lad?
I saw dots, yellow dots everywhere. I was being chased through tunnels, endless tunnels. They were after us, wondering, what does it mean like? And that spaceship, I could see them buggers coming out of the sky. And all I could do was keep going left and right, and left and left, and hide from the bombs underneath the shelters. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I want to know what it means. Hear that?
Oh, you know, this happens about 10 to 20 times a day, man. Flashbacks and sweats.
I'm not sleeping. I'm afraid to close my eyes. It's coming back any time. Memories I didn't want. Memories are eating us from the inside.
I cry. Your body's shaking. You probably didn't notice, do you? I've been hiding this from dear bloody one. You won't see it. You really think I'm normal, didn't you? You think I'm normal, didn't you?
Normal. Aye, I'd like to be normal, whatever it'll cost. Please make us normal.
Thank you.
champion, bunny lad.
A slightly different, more UK-based version of Sweet there by Tomsk and unknown lady person.
Yeah, the name just escaped me.
Yeah, but brilliant stuff. Hats off to you. So, what say you, we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it was great fun doing this with you.
The same.
The same. And seeing as you're now situated in Malmö, which is a lot closer than your old hood, Kristianstad, if I pronounce it correctly.
Yes.
It should be a lot easier to actually do this more often. If you people who are listening think that this is a good idea, send me an email, c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you think that I should keep to the straight and narrow and not have a couple of beers before podcasting and not have that other guy on, send me an email as well. Either way, I look forward to hearing from you. You can, of course, find links to everything we've featured at the show website. That's c64takeaway.com. C, the number 64takeaway.com. What are we going to end on? We've played it before.
Yeah, it's the Jeroen Breivaart
tune. One of, well, everyone's favourites. It's, yeah, he must be Dutch.
With
a name
Dutch.
Like that. Jeroen Breivaart. We played this one back on show five. Which was the last time you and I did a podcast together. So if it's going to be another year and a half, we're probably going to play that one again. But I don't think that it'll be that long before we go on air again. So here's Jeroen Breivaart with Kinetics Subtune 2. You all take care. Have a great whatever amount of time it'll be until I meet you again. Maggie, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, well, the pleasure is all mine.
Ah, excellent. So, yeah, that's it. Everyone, drive safely going home, wherever your home may be. And remember, may you be in heaven 3 days before the devil knows you're dead. We'll be right back. Who starts?
Shall I present it?
Yeah, you present it.
Well, I'll just start recording and we'll sort it out later in post-production. Trademark.
It's wonderful what you can edit out in post.